A number of rapid transit ideas have been proposed for Milwaukee and its surrounding areas. The one that seems to have the most steam is the so-called KRM commuter rail. The proposed system would extend the line that already connects Chicago and Kenosha to Racine and Milwaukee, along with smaller suburbs. A similar system has been established in Minneapolis. The city's Hiawatha Light Rail system makes 17 stops between downtown and the Mall of America in Bloomington.
This is a southbound train to Mall of America Station.
One of the stops is about a five-minute walk from Hiawatha Commons. That's a low-income apartments building in the heart of the central city. It sits in a plaza alongside a grocery store, a Target, and other shops. Herb Fry runs the company that owns the apartments building. He says a lot of the people who live here don't have cars and need public transportation to get to work.
There's a lot of various spots along the light rail line that have a lot of employment for low-wage workers. So there's the Mall of America, the Veterans Medical Center, the airport, and then there's downtown Minneapolis, and they're all places where there are lots of low-wage jobs, and so you can get there within a matter of minutes. You don't need a car.
The Hiawatha line is operated by Metro Transit. It's a regional authority. General Manager Brian Lamb says it took about a decade for everyone to agree that light rail was the right way for the Minneapolis region to go. He says for the system to be developed, the legislature and the 7-county region had to hash out a plan for what they wanted transportation to look like.
There is a concern about costs and whether it was going to be successful in terms of attracting riders, and there was a concern about whether it was the right type of investment in terms of the corridor and whether it was going to ultimately stimulate development. There were many concerns about, whether people would ultimately use it.
Are people using it?
Oh, we couldn't be more delighted. In fact, within a year and a half after we opened the operation, we had already exceeded the projections for ridership for the year 2025. On a daily basis, during the weekday, we averaged somewhere between 28,000 and 32,000 people board Hiawatha Light Rail.
And Lamb says that just as many people ride on the weekends. He says that's where careful planning comes in.
Hiawatha goes right by the Metrodome, and so for Twins games, for Vikings games, for Gopher games, all those kinds of events, people just love to use the Hiawatha Light Rail to get to and from the games.
The startup cost for Hiawatha was just over $700 million. Most of that money came from the federal government. Now, to operate the system every year, it costs around $18 million. Around 40% of that is covered by passenger fees. The cost for a regular ride during rush hour is $2. The rest of the budget comes from the state and from a Hennepin County property tax, where both Bloomington and Minneapolis are located. Also, Minnesota recently changed its constitution, calling for all sales tax revenue from vehicle purchases to fund transportation projects. In southeastern Wisconsin, the group pushing for KRM had hoped that a $13 fee would be added to rental cars, but the legislature did not grant that permission in the new state budget. The money would have been used to pay for the local share and operating cost of KRM. Just like with Minneapolis, there are some federal dollars available to help fund rapid transit, but in order to get the money, regional leaders would have to agree on a transportation plan. I'm Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.